right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Gator Bowl preview edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps as well. And of course, don't forget, notifications on. That way you'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want me. You can locate me. Call in line, 312-988-15. Let me hear what you've heard and seen. I messed up my own jingle. Fighting Irish Wire. We'll have episodes, articles all week. Check it out. Google it. We'll have breaking down the bowl game before it, after it, signing day, all of it. Make it a part of your daily Notre Dame routine, okay? So, you got Christmas, this in-between week between New Year's and Christmas. Some people are working, some aren't. It's always a weird week. It's just a week sitting there. It's weird, right? There's a game to be played. It's easy to forget that when you got the portal, you got the NIL, you got early signing day, all that stuff in the mix. And it's easy to almost forget or focus on that stuff. And here we are. Now we're in game week for Notre Dame. South Carolina ended the year hot, beat Tennessee, beat Clemson. The rattlesnake was hot, baby. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I have no freaking idea what we're going to get from Notre Dame at all. I have no idea. You have no idea. Nobody has any idea. Even if Pine, Foskey, and Mayer were playing, you would have no idea how Notre Dame was going to play. That's just how this year's been. And now that you don't have your best offensive player, your best defensive player, and you have a new quarterback. I'm not going to say Buckner's not as good as Pine. That's not what I'm saying. You have a new quarterback, which just changes the timing and what you're going to run and any rhythm or any of that. One could argue that what rhythm? What exact rhythm are you ruining looking at our offense overall? Like, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But my point is, even if we had a full deck that we had most of the year, you were going to have no idea what you're going to get out of Notre Dame. They no-showed with that group, and they showed up with that group at times. So now, taking out some of those reliable pieces, I extra don't know what I'm going to get, don't know what to expect. No idea, neither do you. Nobody does. Nobody does. Does this game matter? That's a big question being asked. Yes, it does. Every game matters. Win them. But this game doesn't matter to me in certain ways. Like when you say, does the game matter? My answer is yes, but it has nothing to do with this year. That's my answer. You have four losses. This year's in a body bag already. You could argue this year was in a body bag week two, when it was 85 degrees out. So, yeah, the game matters. But to me, it matters because I'm looking to see who on this team can contribute when the season isn't already ruined. Next year, the year after it. There ain't much to save in a four-loss season other than saying it's better than five, right? But that's why the game matters to me. I'm looking for the guys that are going to be able to help us when we don't have four losses and it matters nationally what happens. This game doesn't move the needle nationally no matter what. South Carolina wins 50-0. They still have four losses and you win nothing. Notre Dame wins 50-0. You still have four losses. You win nothing. Okay? So, yes, the game matters, but it doesn't have anything about preserving the shine on this year. That was gone the second you played Marshall. Get serious. Notre Dame fans, a lot of them, I think it might just be my niche. I have a unique niche in the fan base. A lot of them complain about our bowl record, but then they also say this game doesn't matter. Something's got to give. Something's got to give. How about this? Our bowl record blows. Start balancing it out. How about that is a motivating factor of if this game matters or not? Our bowl record sucks. Start balancing the damn ledger. Okay? Also, I don't want Marcus taking an 0-2 bowl start. I don't like the way that looks. More importantly, I don't like the way it feels. I don't like that at all. That I just don't like it. Here's the other angle with Freeman. I think it's important. I need to see Freeman prepare this team in a layoff and play well and win. Fiesta, layoff, loss, bad loss, up by a lot, blew a 17-point lead. Not good. Then you have a big layoff getting ready for Iowa State, loss, not good. Now you have a big layoff going into this bowl game. I want to see Marcus prepare these guys and play well and win after a layoff. So I get it. It's like, John, even you've said that Fiesta Bowl last year was odd with all the timing. And yeah, it was. It was. And then it's like, well, Ohio State's super talented. You're going to their place week one. Marcus's first year with an inherited roster. That's not ideal. You give him some leeway on that one. Like, I get all of this. But at the end of the day, all the excuses you might want to build in or whatever, wins are wins and losses are losses. And I am objectively looking at the layoffs Marcus has had and has not gone well. For different reasons, it hasn't gone well. I can't say they didn't show up in the Fiesta Bowl. They built a 17-point lead. I can't even say they didn't really show up against Ohio State. We just could barely move the ball or score, right? And then USC was totally different. You did no show there. I'm sorry, USC's in my mind looking at these big games. But those were two of them you no showed. I'm getting all backwards. Fiesta Bowl, you showed up and blew it. Ohio State, you showed up but didn't have enough. I think USC stuck in my head because I'm so offended that we no-showed, defensively especially. Didn't, just no resistance, looked slow, sloppy, awful. And I almost look at that as a bowl game. Last game of the year, gotta have it, didn't have it. So it's like, if Marcus pushes this to 0-3 then on these layoffs, I don't like the feel of that. Then I start asking questions of what's going on here behind the scenes when you have all this prep time and you can't win games. I get it. Ohio State, they're good and all that. I get it. This team has four losses you're playing. Go win the game. And the other reason that's why USC stuck in my mind, how does Notre Dame start this game? I am sorry, but the last image I have is Notre Dame being fully unprepared and looking uninterested in playing USC. Their biggest rival at their place with the playoff on the line and a Heisman on the line. Notre Dame looked like they had no interest in playing, didn't want to beat their rival. Sorry, that's how it looked. Oh, John, how can you say that? All the guys try hard. Dude, they looked like they were sleepwalking and then running in slow motion playing defense all game against USC. That's not okay. It's not okay. If that's the best you could come up with, you have a problem. You have a problem. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing. Oh, John, everybody, you know, Caleb Williams scores a lot on everybody. Not Utah the next week. They beat the hell out of them, played the game we should have won and beat them. So you can't say that. 1 week later, Utah played the game we should have played for the second time. Second time this year, Utah played the game against them we should have played. They beat them twice. Does Utah have more talent than Notre Dame? I don't think they do. Something's wrong. I don't think they do. I know they don't. Something's wrong. Why was Utah able to play the game we needed to play against those guys twice? when they're supposed to be our bitter hated rival and all that bothers me. It's not okay. It's not okay. Here's the next thing. Both teams have multiple huge parts of the team not playing. It's not an excuse, and nobody else cares about you complaining about it. Everybody except for like the playoff has good players leaving for the NFL, going to the transfer, whatever. No one wants to hear it. I'm not allowing this to turn into, oh my God, Mayer wasn't there, so that's why we couldn't complete one pass in the bowl game. I'm not listening to it. I am not. It's not like he tweaked his knee 2 minutes before kickoff. You've had all sorts of ample time to figure something out without the entire passing game being Mayer, Mayer, Mayer. Oh, he's not open. Mayer, Mayer, Mayer. All right? Both teams have a lot of guys not playing that they rely on throughout the year. I'm not listening to it as an excuse. Nope. Nope. Their best running backs out. They got top defensive guys out. Their top two tight ends are out. I'm not letting this turn into an ND excuse fest. No. You're going to have over a month to get ready for this. All right? On offense, Notre Dame would be smart to try and run it and get cute with running it with Buckner with some good packages, good blocking. That's what I think they're going to do. Try and be smart and run the ball traditionally and add in the Buckner-specific stuff, which I'm all for if it's blocked right. That is a big if. I want as much creative Buckner with the hand in his ball with options as possible. It has to be blocked right. When you have him keep it on an RPO, whatever you're going to do, a design with him, run whatever. I love all that. It opens up the offense. Got to block it. If you're going to block it, fine. Block it. So that's what I think they're going to try and do. Run the ball traditionally. Mix Buckner in there and then see how South Carolina reacts to that. That would be the plan. Now, if Tommy Boy wanted to get wild, you flip this all on its head and you come out and let Buckner throw the ball all over. Like I could see, I don't think it's the most likely scenario, but it wouldn't surprise me that everybody in the world knows and figures Notre Dame's going to enter this ball game and try and run the ball. It would throw people off if you flipped the script and opened it up right away and threw the ball. And if you had any success doing it at all, you messed up South Carolina all day right away. All day right away, you messed them up because you're flipping their priorities and making them backtrack on them, right? Everybody in America figures Notre Dame's going to pound the ball and run the ball, and that's going to be it. So if you want to get freaky, you flip that all out and start throwing the ball. And if it works, you have them on their heels messed up all day. Then you start mixing in those runs and you can transition back into a heavy running game if you want. So that I find interesting. Let's see how aggressive Tommy gets or conservative he gets. Use Buckner. Scheme for him. Scheme plays where it's a run pass option. And if he runs it, he's not getting killed. It's not that hard to scheme that up. Be smart about it. Notre Dame 6-0 when rushing for 150 yards or more. And they're 7-1 when rushing for 130 and more. Okay. Under 100 yards the last two games of the regular season, by the way. Completely unacceptable in every way. You do not get to start the year struggling and then end the year struggling to run the ball. No, 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 you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Under 100 yards rushing against USC, what a joke. What an absolute no-show failure joke. Let the whole rivalry flip in 1 year. It's devastating. It's the one thing all year I said more than anything else couldn't happen. Is you letting that rivalry flip year one. Not only did you let it flip, you handed the guy the Heisman on top of it, off that showing. super embarrassing. And I truly hope everybody involved with the Notre Dame programs as offended by that as I am, sitting in my basement. That cannot happen. It's rule number one in Notre Dame football. You don't lose to USC. That's priority number freaking one every year. Get a grip and get real, okay? South Carolina, second to last in the SEC in run defense, overall yardage and average per. And they lost a bunch of their good players. Run the damn ball. Traditionally, run the damn ball with Buckner. Pick your spots to pass. That's what I think is the most likely scenario here of how this is going to look. But I want to see specific plays and packages made to highlight what Buckner's good at. If we have this long of an amount of time between USC and now, and you have the quarterback change to one that's way more athletic and mobile and has a bigger, capable body, and I don't see a lot of super obvious changes in the offense, that's wrong. That is a problem. This needs to look very different with the different skill set of your signal caller. I got to see some of that creativity out of that. Notre Dame could take advantage of the fact that Buckner doesn't have barely any film out for South Carolina. Take advantage of that. Use this as a microscope on Tommy to see what he comes up with. It can't be vanilla. It just can't look the same with Buckner. You could do more and you have the time to implement it. I got to see it. Now, on defense, there's no doubt South Carolina has the quarterback advantage. You can't pick Buckner over Rattler when you don't even know what Buckner's going to do. There's no body of work. So they obviously have the quarterback advantage. And Rattler ended up hot at the end of the year, a couple 400-yard games, big-time opponents. In terms of the running game, though, in their eight wins, they got over 160. And then when they were under, they had their losses. All right? So that 160 number should be an important one. Notre Dame holds them under that. And oh, by the way, top running back, sit now. Or going to the portal. Going to the NFL. Something. Whatever it is, it's not my problem. Not going to be there. Top two tight ends gone. So when you want to complain about what Notre Dame's losing, these guys are losing a lot too. They just have the quarterback piece that they think they know what they could get out of it. But you hold those guys under 160, they have a hard time winning, and they don't have their top running back, two tight ends, and a lot of other guys, pass catchers, defensive guys. I want to see crisp tackling. I want to see actual running and hitting and sharpness. And actually, like, looking like you want to be there, that kind of thing. I know I'm asking for a lot, that you would want to look like you're there and want to engage. That didn't happen against USC. I'm questioning it. Didn't happen against USC. Our guys looked like it didn't matter to them. Like, if that guy won the Heisman on their face, it didn't matter. That offends me. Sorry. And you could say, John, how could you say it didn't matter? I'm going off what I see. The guys weren't ready mentally to go into war. That's on them. Make Rattler throw to win. And if he does, congratulate him. Make him throw to win. Trust our secondary to make some plays they need to. They're leading rushers in the portal. Come on. The roadmap's simple, I think, both ways here, where you want to stop the other team's run and then make them throw the ball and see who wins. Okay. Red zone defense. I found that stat the other day, and it's still in my brain, and it's hurting my brain. How is it possible a defense like Notre Dame with the athletes that it has ends up the regular season second to last in the country in allowing touchdowns when other team gets in your red zone? Second to last out of 131 teams or whatever it is, 134 now. Second to last in terms of allowing teams to score 7 in the red zone, that's Al Rusty. That ain't Al Golden. That tighten up in the red zone. What a joke. second to last, something's wrong structurally. Something's off. When that's your ratio, something's off. Second to last, you got a damn problem, Al. Turn me into... I'm not even going to say it. Never mind. Let's keep it clean. Family program. Turnovers? How about you cause some? I get it. You turned Boston College over 28 times at your place. Love it. That was beautiful. You needed a few against USC. Like, you need to pick your spots. And there's games where they're more important. I ain't over USC. I'm not over how that looked. And I'm most definitely not over how that felt. Our guys did not match their intensity. And it's unacceptable. And I can't handle it. I just can't handle it. Turnovers cause some. Disruption, sure. I know Foskey's not there. Somebody else step up. They got 10 guys out too, and a lot of them are playmakers. I'm not letting that be an excuse for us. Nope. Special teams? Wait. Before I do that, here's the plan. Stop their run, dare Rattler to throw, and then you make plays. There you go. There's the path. It ain't brain science. It isn't brain science. This stuff's basic. Go execute. Go execute. Here's something I find ultra interesting. Special teams. High quality matchup. I love special teams. Two of the top statistical units in the country going head to head. I love that. I love me some good special teams. It shows your discipline. It shows your want to. It shows a lot of stuff. Just the effort. I love good special teams. You got two of the best going at it. I'm excited to see it. Who gets the advantage? So overall, I want to see Notre Dame well prepared and to have them play a crisp, good, solid football game. Am I asking for too much? If your answer is yes or maybe, then you have a problem. Like, we have a problem. If I'm asking for too much, that you have a good implemented game plan and you come fully ready to play and you are crisp. Why is that too much to ask for? You didn't do it against USC. You cannot sleepwalk into two games in a row. No. Like, aren't the players mad about what they let USC do to them and want to make up for that? Like it can't be me in my basement are more upset about that than the players on our team. That can't be. They need to take that embarrassment and turn it into a win over an SEC team. That's what I need you to do. You're not no-showing in two games. That is red flag central culture problem. And I'm not here for it because I like Marcus. But I ain't here for that. Come ready to play. And let's not forget, the overall biggest reaction, overreaction takeaway from this game is going to be the one to whatever Buckner looks like. If he's good, it's, oh my God, we found our guy. Everything's great. We're going to the playoff next year. And if he's bad, it's, what's Notre Dame's plan in the portal again? Because this is uh-oh time. And I don't think either one of them are probably going to be the most accurate representations of Buckner's game overall. But it's his first game back. We haven't seen him in forever. And we need better quarterback play. So I understand why the microscope's there. I do. But I just think it's going to be an overkill, overreaction, either way it goes. And my final point, stop losing bowl games. Stop losing bowl games. I don't care if it's the Super Bowl, a playoff, whatever, or a dumb camping bowl or a four-loss South Carolina bowl. Stop losing bowl games. Whether they're big ones or seemingly insignificant, I don't freaking care. Stop losing them and balance out the damn ledger a little bit. And I think there's a way Notre Dame could thread the needle to get younger guys more action, Snead, Kali, Merriweather, whatever, Get young guys more action without sacrificing this game as it being a loss in doing so. I think there is a way you can thread that needle, see what these young guys have, and find a way to scrap out a win. That's another thing I'm wanting to see. Okay? Because when you're a part of the reason we have four losses, why are your snaps guaranteed in the bowl game? I don't get that. It's like, well, those are the guys that got you, that got me where? In a four-loss bowl game? Thanks for nothing. No, you don't. What does that prove? To me, all the snaps should be up in the air because we're in this four-loss game, not the other way around. You make the playoff, you're damn straight. The guys on that, those groups deserve it, and they get to play. I don't see that this way. Yeah, four losses. Nothing's protected. You didn't earn anything. You have four losses in a regular season. Get a grip. So that's some of what I'm looking to see overall, folks. I don't know what you think. Let me know. Have a good one.